I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar.
Gerrymandering is the process of drawing political districts in a manner that favors one political party. In recent elections, voters in 17 Wisconsin counties and more than a dozen municipalities have spoken out against the process. They've answered an advisory question on whether the legislature should ban gerrymandering and adopt a process of independent, nonpartisan redistricting. Everywhere the question was posed, voters answered with an overwhelming yes.
I mean, this is not a Republican-Democratic issue. This is an issue of raw political power.
Jay Heck is director of the nonpartisan organization Common Cause Wisconsin.
You know, every poll in Wisconsin has shown that at least 70% of Wisconsinites support a nonpartisan redistricting process, including over 60% of Republicans.
Heck forms part of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, the group behind the advisory referendum that will be put to another 11 counties and 3 municipalities on November 3rd.
And we're confident that they will pass with striking margins, usually in the vicinity of 2/3 or more.
But even if the resolution does pass, it's non-binding, meaning it wouldn't result in any immediate policy changes. In Wisconsin, the state constitution gives the legislature sole power to draw political maps. And with that power, time and time again, the legislature has drawn maps that help them keep political power, according to Milwaukee lawyer Joseph Bukowski.
The inherent danger with relying on representatives to draw lines is that, you know, they're the ones who benefit from it, so they can tailor it to how they want.
The Republican-controlled legislature has no plans to change its map-making process, signaling it will move forward with its own maps in 2021. In an effort to propose an alternate set of maps with the aim to avoid gerrymandering, Governor Evers created a nonpartisan redistricting commission to draw a new set of legislative maps for Wisconsin following the 2020 census. The announcement was immediately met with criticism by Republican leaders. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the plan phony, and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said the maps would be unconstitutional. But the organizations pushing for a new process, including through the advisory referendum, say public opinion plays a pivotal role. Again, here's Jay Heck of Common Cause Wisconsin.
It enables voters to be able to, in a very real way, express their opinion through these referendums that are on the ballot. The reason that's important is that can be translated into political pressure.
And political pressure can change lawmakers' minds. Take former Republican State Senator Dale Schultz from Richland Center. Here he is reflecting on previous instances of gerrymandering.
Then I realized that we had invented a process that was thwarting the will of voters and being sensitive to how voters feel and about how frustrated they were getting. I decided it was time to do something about it.
Schultz supports a nonpartisan redistricting plan, and he's optimistic for Governor Evers' commission.
I'm hoping that the commission will do its work, will be very educational for the people of this state, but will also advance some principles for legislation and draw a map to demonstrate what a fair map looks like.
If Republicans move forward in 2021 with their own maps, Governor Evers could veto them, and the maps would end up before a state court with judges redrawing the boundaries. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.